Blog Talk Radio.
Family. Yeah. We gotta get the image right. We gotta get the frequency right, family. We gotta make sure we're connected. We gotta get the energy right. We gotta make sure everything's good. We gotta get it together, family. Yeah. Family. Peace and life, family. I'd like to welcome y'all to the Vain Verity here together. Gang service where that cause change. I ain't certain, but with this truth. Gonna make all the pain worth it, y'all. Yeah. I go by Pimp Black, personally to making progress.
So when I was running in and you was running out like a burning building, we were both trying to find, but it doesn't matter now, cause you took me back.
There's only one reason I do this, family.
And you was running out and the light I wouldn't reach and the struggles got
that's to stay connected with y'all, stay in soon.
I took you back.
I'm glad you accept me, family.
I you back then and I bring you back now and I make my peace, carry on.
I ain't got nothing going on, fella. I ain't doing too much over here, you feel me? I'm trying to relate and connect with the people.
That's
true. I ain't going nowhere, family. Yeah. So let's get into it, family. Another round of applause just for being who you are, matter of fact. That was allowing us to see another day. You did. Amen. It's another day. What a time to be alive, y'all. What a time to be alive and what a time to be us out here doing what we're doing. You know, we about to go to war with it. Oh, y'all don't know about that. I guess I can slow down then. What's going on with 45 in the admin, y'all? 45 in the administration. And it's one of them random shows, too. I'm probably be jumping all over the place here and there. You know what I mean? Because, like, you know, I had a topic. I actually wasn't going to do a broadcast tonight, but things that got lined up. You know, going on this weekend, I probably won't, you know, do a show till later next week. So I say, you know what, let me get out here and talk to the people. And, you know, I was chatting with a couple of fans. That was messaging me on Facebook, which, you know, y'all don't know the Facebook, that the Vain Verity. You know, you can connect with my personal Facebook, you know. Xavier Pimp Black Macklemore. You know, you reach out on Twitter, of course, all of the above. You know, the Vain Verity guy, of course. Those of our family that be all looking to check in, man, you all get with me on Skype. You know, I Skype through on the podcast every show. You know, of course, my Skype name is Vain Verity, of course. But good, what's good with y'all, man? How's everybody, man? So, but I mean, I say, okay, whatever, I like, got cut off. I distracted my damn self, bro. But like I said, I wasn't going to do a show tonight, but, you know, chat with. Chatting with a couple of people earlier. To a gentleman he met, and it was about relationships. That me and me were talking about it, and the brother had some interesting points, but I knew for a fact. Gonna be a very interesting topic for tonight. However, like I said, I wasn't in, you know, in position at the moment. A lot of times I was like, man, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna juice that up, make a flyer, we're gonna put that out and have a conversation about it. But of course hours went past and I fucking forgot what the hell we were talking about and I couldn't think it. About it to save my life, and I really want to, whatever it was, And trust me, I was beating myself over the head trying to remember what the hell that topic was. Whatever it was, you know, worth the conversation, obviously. So, you can reach back out to me, maybe shoot me an email or something, you know, vaverdic@gmail.com. Any show inquiries, man, y'all got any topics y'all want to discuss or, you know, just want to hear the boy go in on, you know, I don't mind, you know what I mean? I take it all, you know, y'all always email me as well, you know, outside of the social media. That's, you know, thevaneverdict@gmail.com. And family, y'all got to understand this. One thing we do it for. I do it for y'all, man. You know, try to, you know, have conversations, things to relate to, and, you know, hopefully get a little information across here and there, right? And I got some more ideas that I need y'all help with, family. Especially y'all with it and y'all supporting the brand. Y'all feeling what we got going over here for the last year. Y'all support, you know what I mean? Support brand and donations always. Appreciate and accept it. Y'all listening on Blog Talk, y'all can go subscribe, hit the like button. If you with me on Skype, of course, subscribe, add to the contacts and all this and that, so y'all can stay in tune with what we going on. Send in a donation to Cash App. It's Cash App $ Devane Verdict. Even on the PayPal. PayPal me /Devane Verdict, you know? Appreciate the love, family. You know what I mean? We always appreciate the love over here, right? Take a little break for a second, and we'll be back in a few of the more ugly minutes. You know what I'm saying? Right back, family.
What's happening, bro?
You know what I'm saying? Hey.
I'm thorough on the streets and I off you in a heartbeat. Nigga Finn Cooney and I'm a little over 5 feet. Shout and I'm skinny, but when I pull the semi and the hollow start spinning, suck a string like Whitney. You don't hear me. Last name Jones like Jimmy, a part of the Taliban. Dip in your set. Teflon vest, and I bet you be dead way before sunset. You know, little Quizzy Quizzle, I'm that nigga. Big mama crack, keep cushion the switcher. Three-time felon, but I still total pistol. $250 bill, bill, got some milk. Paper test a nigga, yeah, I'm on my grind. Fuck up bitches like we need money on my mind. The young nigga caked up, gained 100 bricks trying to get my weight up.
Hey, yeah. I swear to God, I've been rocking rap blowing since the infant. Hunching on girls since the kindergarten. Can you dig that? You feel me? For real, man. I'm hell.
Hey, hold on, y'all, nigga.
What's going on, bro?
I'm just finna get up out this motherfucker like this,
man.
Nigga, you finna give me some of that exclusive shit, nigga.
Oh, you want some of that exclusive shit?
I need that back, nigga. I ain't tell you how to get you nigga.
I got a shotgun sawed off. One shot go off. Watch your brain hit the ass ball. You asked for it. Put you on your ass, home. And I don't want a man. No, but I do rock polo. Dipping on some chrome lip slippers, feeling the lips of a stripper. She know I'm a whipper. That's cars and bankroll getter, nigga. No car with a bankroll, nigga. I'ma pull your bitch more quicker. 50 slicker. Most nigga know I do the trigger, but I don't chase no hoe or liquor. You a twisty nigga. Came out of an eat it for breakfast. Why Queezy Queen came out of a C-section, born to rap it. That Jones 3 car a home gangster ever since back in original. My booty got a little too scope and only aim for your head and throat. I'm no joke for you, no hope. Your mama in the all black and her dress is dope. And that nigga by a rope, yeah. I'm a joyless grandson and I got plenty of bodies on my handgun. Kill your man, hun, Queen, he number one. I'm like Ox when I kill for fun. My pot filled with a 31, that that's residue. All the 22 brick and flip the whole avenue. Y'all nigga paying 14 for a deuce. And you're not even getting the whole 62. Taxing fools, hey dude, I wax your boo. She do the do and her head was ooh. Young Quizzy get the bitches nauseous and get more ass than Tony. The flow is retarded and Quizzy's in a dictionary. When I whip out my dick on the whole dick staring. Yeah, I don't wanna fuck your mom. Just suck on my dick and tell it no.
I like the mouth, bitch.
Back at it, cuz we back at it, family. You did. It's your boy, Finn Blad. Take a little brief intermission. Salute to my guy, Young Queez, man. Y'all stay tuned for that Jordan and Pippen coming soon. Y'all salute to my brother, Bulldog the Dunn. Y'all can go and get that his new single out, I Gotta Do It Too. Well, this guy, I Gotta Do It. You know what I'm calling it, I Gotta Do It Too, because, you know, for whatever. But it's out on all social media platforms. So salute my brother Bulldog the Dunn. Salute my brother Young Queez, and y'all stay tuned for that Jordan Pippen project coming soon. You did, and of course they're gonna be A&R by your boy. You feel? Also, man, a couple things going on, man. But y'all stay tuned on Green Light Lounge. Y'all know I'm back on my, you know, my promotion thing. Salute to the God King G. Green Light Lounge. For those of us, you know what I mean, y'all are in Atlanta natives that's, you know, listening to the podcast. If y'all remember Southside 17 and how big we did it for a couple of years, we did it. You ain't seen nothing yet, man. Remember the Green Light Lounge coming soon. We are officially open first. We ain't going to be St. Patrick's Day weekend, which is the 15th, 16th, something like that, I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, man. Got a couple of things going on. And of course, I will be announcing, you know, as we get later in the day, as more things develop. We're working on quite a few little things, but I'm about to try to host a couple of battle rap events and, you know, do a couple of open mics, a little spoken word. Of course, plenty of live entertainment. You know, we're going to get the bands and all in, so we're going to make it happen. So y'all get ready for all of that. What else I got going on? Of course, doing my casting for a Master Series. Any actors, actresses out there that's looking for some extra work, if you're in the Atlanta or surrounding area locally, you can reach out to me at pimpblack007@gmail.com. Or you could, you know, reach out here on levainverdict@gmail.com. So send me your resume, call headshots, couple of pictures, maybe a headshot, full body picture too, you know, a little emotional expression if you would. I got a couple of things going on, and you reach out to me, I can send you what exactly I'm looking for and what I got going on, and you can, you know, siphon through what you feel, you know. So there's that, and of course, you know, Trap the Series still out. Y'all still go check that out. Season 1 and 2 out on YouTube right now. You can follow the Trap the Series YouTube channel. Stay notified, you know what I mean, when that thing pop up. Yeah, man, you know what I mean? Of course, the music, still what it do. Welcome to Black World, Volume 1. I don't spin real right now. I'm about to bust out here in a few minutes. I'm silent. See, when it comes to my music, man, I'm silent when it comes to that. You know what I mean? So there are some more things going on that I'm working on right now. But I'm going to hit y'all over the head, you know, quite a few times with a few different things. And working with a few different brothers again. Salute, Jordan and Pimp. You know what I mean? I'm going to be Phil Jackson of this thing, man. You know, Phil Blackson. But we're going to coach it out like that and we're going to rock it out. So, salute to everybody, man. Salute to everything. Oh, also, I got going on random Sullivan commercial. You know what? Hold on. Let's try something right here, fam. We're going to try something right quick. Yeah, we're going to try something right quick. Let me see. Let's see if we can get this man on. See if I can get my man on file. Mm-hmm. we getting that right now. See. Okay, my buddy, he read. Okay, cool. Call it didn't work. So I'm trying to get him on file, get somebody on file, but that didn't work. So let me see what's up right quick. I'm gonna try something else. We're gonna call Honey Mustard. Y'all know who Honey Mustard is. That's my better half.
Por favor, deje su mensaje para 7048375.
Hey, okay, no call there either. To be honest, y'all, I really just testing out that feature, because I never, if y'all notice, y'all been rocking with us for a minute, you know, I never really call anybody on the show, but I can, because I had that option. I'm burning some shit up, though. Salute to y'all too, man. I appreciate it. I really appreciate the love. I really appreciate the love, family. Y'all get on, log in, support, man. Support the brand. You know? Don't just tell me how great it is. Show me with monetary value. I got some ideas. I got some things I want to do with fun with y'all. You know, there's some people, y'all know me with my outgoing personality and straight to the point. Interview style. Yeah, there's the people I want to have a conversation with. I really want to get up to Washington, man. What y'all think about this boy Michael Cohen, bro? Is Michael Cohen a snitch? Is he a snitch? Because he... Y'all already know I don't voice my views on snitching a couple of times, right? Even to the line of where I'm like, okay, if we do a crime together, me and you do some shit together, and I get caught, you don't get caught. If I tell on you, that's snitching, of course. We did some shit together. Now, here's my thing, why I say snitching don't apply, or snitching out like that. Two things, two reasons, brother. If it's somebody that's not involved in the street life, there's not, if they don't live by the same, I guess you just say street ethics as more as a lot of street people live by. Example: if you know what I mean, you rob a lady. That's a working lady, go to work every day, go to church, God fearing and shit. If she a snitch, if she call the police, what the fuck you think she gonna do? She ain't finna retaliate. Or a guy for that matter that don't live that life. You know what I mean? You know, humble ass, square, even kill ass. You know what I mean? Little nerd ass motherfucker, right? And he get tried or some shit. Now, if he ain't got that in him, he's going to handle on some street shit. Is he a snitch? I don't think so. Now, a lot of people say the snitching is, you know, anybody that involved police and shit. Now, if I'm that kind of citizen, if I'm a, this quote-unquote gangster, or this, you know what I mean, badass or whatever, right? Yeah, of course, nah, you ain't snitching, nigga. But if it just is what it is. If it just is what it is, then what can you say? So that my I don't really, you know, I look at this nigga and say, okay, example. Your boy Tekashi 6ix9ine. That's a motherfucking snitch, bro. No question. Tekashi is a snitch. If them black African motherfuckers that told on Jesse, them some snitches. Them real snitches. Two reasons, because in both cases, these motherfuckers committed a crime with their mother. Damn the time he's facing, or whatever the hell the DA came in there and told you, they said you this and that, you gonna do this, you gonna say that. That's bullshit. Because y'all did that shit together, you was already faced with the consequences. So if you take for them motherfuckers to present you with some fuck shit and tell you this and that, you was already facing this shit, bro. So that's why I say Tekashi is a major snitch. You know what I'm saying? And that's another why I say them Nigerian boys, because they agreed to the shit. Yes. They agreed to the shit. They was with it. They took money for it. They was in on the plan. Then when they got caught for that shit and the cops got involved, that's when they want to turn our man through all that snitching. Big faggot ass niggas, man. I know I'm supposed to use that word. I apologize, Blog Talk. You can't say the F word, but you can say fuck friend. Finance, but you can't say the F word that rhymes with maggot. I agree with D-Ray. The D-Ray was like, you know, something you should just, instead of just standing words that you can't really say, just come up with a safe word. Like, okay, cool. I'm going to say it again, Blog Talk. Here it comes in 3 seconds. I can't say you a faggot, right? I call a nigga ball to have. Whatever, he's a ball to have, bro. Hey, bro. Can't pin no ball to have. At all. But Michael Cohen, right? Oh, that's what I was about to talk about. Michael Cohen, though y'all don't know, been sleep on the rock for the last few minutes, right? Michael Cohen was Donald Trump's fix. His personal attorney, his fix. One of his personal attorneys and his fix. He worked for Donald Trump for 10 years, bro. From like 10 to 12 years. Live, doing whatever. But listen, I'm telling y'all. That's why this shit, and they had a hearing, right? A hearing about dude, you know what I mean? For like him lying and crying out this. Now, the man's a fucking lawyer. His job is to lie. Don't he get paid a lot? Y'all got lawyers that get paid a lot for y'all all the time, especially when you do some fuck shit. That's why I don't think lawyers should be held accountable for lying. That's just my opinion. Especially like when they done something to benefit their client, that's supposed to be part of a non-disclosure and confidentiality agreement. You know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't be trying to persecute this dude doing his job. He's supposed to lie. For Trump. That's why I'm, you know, and they mad as fuck at this dude. They don't like Trump. What y'all gonna realize, man, y'all gonna everybody around this motherfucker. His daughter's gonna lie for him. His son's gonna lie for him. Son-in-law. His ex-wife, she don't know, she done had a lie for him a couple times. Like I said, you know what I mean? You know, I'm like, man, we're gonna get all this shit together. I'm the only nigga going to jail. And you the whole president, bro. They can give me pardon. Fuck you, bro. That's probably what the plan was. The whole plan probably didn't. I was thinking about that. Anybody else thought about that shit? That probably was the plan. But you probably didn't just come in. Mean, you probably just fucked up. It just didn't go. Salute to Yes Wale. Salute to Green Village. Salute to my boy King Dom. One of my close stars. I should have got to watch again. Hilarious cat, man. Y'all, as a matter of fact, follow King Dom. I do. At KIEDD I follow King Dog, man. God bless. My eyes in it, you know. Good thoughts. It's not gonna be. I'm not doing a long show tonight. I'll stick with it. And I'm not, you know. I've been winning a topic right now. But, again, I don't want to. I want to know if it's. Next week, starting my relationship. And get into these relationships. I gotta, you know, I've been doing a lot of things, tackling surfaces as far as education, just, you know, tackling these things politically, you know, in the fashions that are ran by white supremacists. Now, I'm about to jump inside the top floor. Fellas, I gotta talk to you. I gotta talk to you for a few more men. You know what I'm saying? I can talk to these niggas. Fuck niggas. Fellas, I gotta talk to you for a few more men. But I can help y'all get there. I'm page 3 myself. You know what I'm saying? Myself. This is 16. So, 16. But. Next team, we have a trip over the board. Probably to be alive to give our fortune. Yep. Like, I love them just as much. My daughter, y'all. And I gotta get y'all a show about transparency as well, man. That's transparency. I mean, my transparency. My transparency. Like, you know what I mean? I like. I didn't have a good run for them, you know. Promoted, you know what I mean? You know, while I was battling addiction, things like this, and strength consumed me, fam. You know, I don't say this a couple of times with y'all, but you know, we don't want to drive that point home because I feel like somebody can relate to that or know what I'm talking about. You know, but I had some addiction and pride issues that drove me so far away. You know, my responsibilities, I missed so much time. All her childhood was kind of there, half years coming. I got a kid, so, you know what I mean? Tears of death. Come to the fight to sleep. Man, I gotta have that conversation, Sam. So. The only way I'm gonna be able to, you know, get therapeutic to be, man. You know what I mean? I'm having a thousand. I figured I could help. Psychology is even like psychology, and they I got a stupid number out there too. That's another reason why I say, man, you know, you got it hard in it. You know, millionaires shot that shit pain, man. Let me tell you something. A couple of thousand changed my life. Just you wipe your ass with. No thousand changed my life, you did. It wouldn't do that drastic, but it'll put a lot of things on the up and up. I hear what you say, but you know what I'm saying? You hear me? What else, man? It was something else I wanted. Yeah. The dark spirit shit, right? So, turn up by 4-5. You know, you can open up the field. Not no bad. Honeywine. They put in Honeywine Vietnam. You know, but the second beat is Camp Sargoon. Now, apparently, I've been speaking. after they had the first time, so you know, take no career, take this seat back at the new guy in the nation. But unfortunately, they weren't with that shit. I mean, because America, we do, and we have to prove, we have to, you know, take over, you know, towns, and even we invade. That's the invasive nature, having to control everything. We can't control everything, regulate, or get along. That's the whole No, look, listen, FBI, I know y'all motherfucker listening. My phone shit tap now. Yeah, I said, I ain't mean like it. I'm there to be battling with the truth. I always come. Yeah, it'll be fine to come. March 16th, RPE will be in the building, family, at the Music Room. Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I think this is 3, if I'm not mistaken, I can't even, but anyway, for their first time outside of New York, RPE Grand Prix Battle League will be here in Atlanta at the Music Room, and of course, you know, your boy going to be there. Might be broadcasting live with a shout out to ARP. That'll be dropped soon. I set up out, you know, in it. That was me all into that battle that I've been trying to do. No, well, not, I ain't gonna lie, I haven't been trying to do this shit. It's so easy to be done. A lot of these bloggers and guys are talking about shit that's watered down. They're being so watered down and half fired. You know what I'm saying? Can't ask for shit. They're like, they'll be niggas payroll and shit. Which a lot of them probably is. Guys spend a little 20, 30. Shit, keep your pages up. Keep the podcast going. Oh, you know what I mean? Get my pictures and shit. Go fire on the app. Maybe now. It's probably getting better. You know how that shit go. I'm about to stand by for a second. We'll be right back in a few minutes. It is. I know why the cage bird sings. Being alone, your mind roams and worry about everything. And free birds die quicker now. And birds of a feather flock together, but we can't figure out. I wish I could tear a red bone and kneel and pray. Cause these niggas ain't shit today. But get rich, you're just another free bird. Stuck on them 3 words. Looking for love and she done only seen worse than the worst of the 16. Yeah, she a 16. Gotta watch her cause she only 16. Her mama got her ass too. Anyway, last dude had red sand, I passed curfew. She got a fake ID, now she sneaking in clubs. Living life on the rest, experimenting with drugs. Where's the love? The love gone. Then red, just another sad love song.
Cause every night I close my eyes, I hope I see something inside.
Family on welfare, government housing nowhere near Bel Air. Grand around the corner, mama sent all the mail there. 3 older brothers, so you know that they're shell. They work the same pair of whatever they wear. It ain't a big place, but they wanna stay there. It ain't much any 2 fans in a red chair. It ain't a safe place, but the place is still theirs. I guess they still there, blue like shit, yeah. Gotta be a heaven, cause we living in hell here. I know that I'm a sinner, but do God hear our prayers? We all got problems, we ain't giving a fair share. Started watching that, damn, how they do that there. Now the people like that boy do not not care, but blue like if I can get a spot, I'd be high hip. Man, if blue could only see the problem we got.
Cause every night I close my eyes, I hope I see something inside.
Now you see me right here, trying to lead you to the light to sell. Cause even one look is not a glare, that means it doesn't quite compare. So yeah, I give you an idea from here, and man, I tell your life ain't fair. Now you don't wanna talk about my life in here, cause man, we'll be going all night in here. And maybe you can see why I ain't right in here. Man, I've been trying to get it right this year, yeah, yeah. Hey, I'm feeling alright in here. Rough, I done found a way for me to wipe my tears. I get down on my knees and I recite my prayers. Lord knows death ain't one of my fears. They're trying to kill me, let's see if I care. Man, I done shared a story about red and blue. They both close to me, put them together and get raw.
Cause every night I close my eyes, I hope I see something inside.
I talk about love a lot, you know. Maybe that's what the world misses. I don't know.
Back at it, family. Peace and love. Y'all already know it yet.
Podcast.
Nah, for real. But look, right? God damn. Now, look, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I hate when I be sick. I honestly don't like when I sip or smoke a little bit, especially when I'm unprepared. One more random shit, and I don't really have a topic, because when I have a topic, even when I'm on random shit, I can just go and just float, right? Now I'm having trouble remembering shit, man. Cause even on a break, it was something I wanted to talk to y'all earlier about. But I can't even think of what it is, man. Well, guess what, family? I love each and every last one of y'all. Wish y'all peace and blessings. I want y'all to enjoy your weekend. Wish you peace and prosperity. May Allah bless you to see another blessed, fruitful, and productive week like the one we just came through, family. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You did. You got to do that. I got to do that, man. I got to wish that on y'all. You know what I'm saying? Listen, family. I'm the boy Pimp Black. It's been real. It's my random. Thank you, though. I like to salute. I like to salute Artful Blessed Creations. I like to salute Masterpiece Beats. I like to salute Jeffrey Austin on guitar. I like to salute Peace Chef ATL. I like to salute the Queen, Miss Leah Adams. I like to salute Life Coach in all his splendor, Brother Jamel Davenport. I like to salute every single last one of you. I like to salute Miss KB. I love you, Queen. I like to salute my brother, 6'8". My brother. He ain't answer the guy. You know what? Let's try to call him. I'm going to try to call you one more time. Fuck me. See, you answer the phone this time. Hold on, let me try to call the queen again. Let me see the queen. See the queen answer her phone this time.
Por favor, deje su mensaje para 704.
All right, queen didn't answer her phone this time. So we're going to see if we can get 6-8. And just thank him, because y'all know, man, we're a year in this thing, man. And I feel good about it, family. Year in. We in seven countries, you know what I mean, across the globe. Amen. Seven countries across the globe. You know, I would y'all, all y'all ugly people, we averaging 706 listeners per show. That's pretty good, man. You know what I mean? Considering I'm, you know, I am who I am, you know what I mean? Could be better since I am who I am, but I am who I am on this, you know what I mean?
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
I don't try to do a lot, you know what I mean? And, you know. See if we can get Tyler Boy 6, man. It's a little. I don't have his KB number, so we're going to try that to the guy. I tried to get 6 in. You know what? I'm about to look and see if I can get. Call Miss KB and get her to answer the phone. Let's see, I don't even know. I still got me a KB number. KB, what's your number, baby? What's your number, me, KB? It's KB, I don't see you. I'm gonna be honest with you. I got shit all in my shit. Oh, yeah. I see 115, 31, let's see. This is how we're going to get out of here tonight. Let's see if we can get me KB on deck.
At no additional charge, AT&T can help you find a similar business in the same area since the number you have called is not in service. Please stay on the line for alternate businesses or for an additional charge, call directory assistance.
So that one you me, KB? Oh, maybe, let me see, maybe I'll 4-4-7-3-1-16-31. That's it. I'm gonna try it again. That's supposed to be Miss KB number.
At no additional charge, AT&T can help you find a similar business in the same area, since the number you have called is not in service. Please stay on the line for alternate businesses, or for an additional charge, call directory assistance.
That was. That ain't the KB number.
In order to route your call effectively, please select an option from the following menu.
Hey, that one her number. I'm going to try this shit again. Let me see. And then I don't know. And I should be ashamed. I really should be ashamed for this. Oh, wait a minute. I think I got it. I think I got Miss KB. I think I had the wrong number. 981-16-3. All right, we're going to see what's up. I'm trying to holler at Miss KB and thank her for all she do. Hello, yeah, I think we dialing. Am I dialing? Are we dialing, Miss KB? Okay, maybe the MC. I don't think that worked. I don't think that worked too good. Let's try it again. See, y'all know the reason why this is even called the Vain Verity Podcast is because of Miss KP. I want y'all to know that. It's probably not her number anymore. Yeah, it's probably not the queen number anymore.
You have reached the voicemail box of 404781 1631.
A message. Yo, Miss KB. Peace and light, Queen. It's Tim Black. We are live on Miss KB's voicemail. This is blogtalkradio.com/TheVainVerity. Miss KB, this is your boy Pimp Black Queen. I just want to tell you, I love you. Thank you. We miss you over here. Of course, you stay on my mind, but I just wanted to tell you peace and light and everything to your nephew. You know, coming on in about a year and a half, of this over here, the TheVainVerity game, you're responsible for everything we do over here. So, y'all hearing it right here live, all 709 listeners of you are in across 8 countries. We on live on Miss KB's voicemail, and I just want y'all to know, I want her to know, and we appreciate her so much, and we love you so much, Queen. Well, peace and light to you, love. Reach out. You know you family over here, Queen. All right, baby. That was that, right? You know what I need to do? I guess I need to do the same for 6-8, right? So these random thank yous, man. Random thank yous that I never do or haven't done. You know what I mean? At least for y'all. And this is really setting the stage for me because when I do my transparency show, it's going to be more of the same. A whole lot more of the same. The other thing about 6-8, I know 6-8 be on some shit. I'm saying 6-8 be on some shit. And he probably listened because he actually called me before I went on air. Sis, you got a voicemail, man, so I can send you some love, man. I gotta send a love out. That's what time it is, man. Getting the energy right. Getting that energy together. Okay. Sis didn't announce, hey, man. So I'm gonna have to figure out a way to reach out to my brother. Send him much love and blessings. Peace and blessings. I guess I need to go and work on that, right, family? You know what I mean? We all got homework. We all got something we got to do. We got to work on. Because you got to do what you need to do in order to reach out to the boy and support the brand. You know what I mean? And get ready for next week. You know what I mean? When we get into relationship week. And there's relationships at all costs. You know? From marital to family, you know what I mean? Your spouse relationship, from ex, relationship with my kids, you know what I mean? And what I'm going to be doing is using myself as an example. Because that's what it's about over here, family. I got to, you know what I mean? How I'm going to help you unless I help myself first. That's how it goes. Family, y'all already know what y'all listening to. Ain't no sense of me even trying to explain it to you. I appreciate everybody. Peace and blessings. Peace and light. I love everybody. Be safe out there this weekend. Y'all make sure y'all following everything so y'all can stay tuned. We got coming up next week, family. It's your boy, Pimp Black. I love you. I'm going to call y'all next week, man. All right.
BlogTalkRadio.com/TheVangVerdict. Follow us on all social media platforms to stay in tune with all upcoming episodes. Facebook at TheVangVerdict. Twitter at TheVangVerdict. Instagram, the_Vang_Verdict. Google Plus at TheVangVerdict. Skype, VangVerdict. For all sponsorship inquiries and all show ideas inquiries, you can email us at TheVangVerdict@gmail.com. Again, TheVangVerdict@gmail.com. All love and support is greatly appreciated. GoFundMe.com/TheVangVerdictPodcast or PayPal me at TheVangVerdict. Peace and light, family.
The VangVerdict Podcast.